With SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. Israel moving ahead with its South Gaza strategy. Here's correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Israel's military has ordered more areas in and around Gaza's second largest city of Khan Yunis to evacuate as it shifts its offensive to the southern half of the territory, where it says many Hamas leaders are hiding. Heavy bombardments were reported overnight in the area of Khan Yunis and the southern city of Rafah, as well as parts of the north that's been the focus of Israel's blistering air and ground campaign. Many of the territory's 2.3 million people are crammed in the south after Israeli forces ordered the civilians to leave the north in the early days of the two-month-old war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, European regulators say Amazon's proposed acquisition of robot vacuum maker iRobot may harm competition.
The European Commission, the European Union's top antitrust enforcer, says it has informed Amazon of its preliminary view regarding the deal following an investigation that began in July. Regulators have raised concerns that the buyout may hinder iRobot's rivals from effectively competing on Amazon's marketplace. They say Amazon is an important platform for sales of robot vacuum cleaners in France, Germany, Italy, and Spain.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Alaska Air Group has agreed to buy Hawaiian Airlines in a $1.9 billion deal. That includes some debt. Alaska will pay $18 in cash for each share of Hawaiian. In New York today, a man has killed four family members, including two children, at their Queens home. He then stabbed and wounded two police officers. One officer then shot and killed the man. This is SRN News. Religious organizations are no longer America's most trusted charities.
The Better Business Bureau puts out an annual list of the wisest places to give your charitable dollars. And for many years, churches and ministries were number one. This year, they fall to number three behind veterans organizations and nonprofit hospitals. Religious groups are still the most trusted by Americans in their 60s and up, however, suggesting that younger people have less trust in those institutions than their parents and grandparents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An organization tracking anti-Semitism in Germany reports a drastic increase in incidents ever since the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. The group has recorded nearly 1,000 anti-Semitic incidents, and that's an average of about 29 per day, and an increase of 320% compared to the same time period last year. This is SRN News. So far this year, more than 900 carjackings in Washington, D.C. Heritage Foundation legal fellow Zach Smith says the reason for that is quite simple.
Several years ago, the city council cut about $15 million from the city's budget. Charles Allen, the city council member who led that push, said he was doing so in the name of racial justice. He anticipated it would lead to about 200 officers being reduced from the force.
Smith telling the Salem Radio Network the D.C. City Council has a history of approving, quote, pro-criminal policies. Michigan, Washington, Texas, and Alabama. There you go. The four teams headed to the college football playoff. Incredibly, Florida State is not, and they become the first unbeaten Power Five conference champion to be excluded from the four-team field in its 10-year history.